Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Big Facts No Cap, the only podcast that's number one with people with a wish list, and all the San Antonio Spurs shooting buckets going swish swish. I'm Adrian, as always, here with Paul. Let's get big factin', let's get no capping.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
No cap.
I'll bring in my notes early in this podcast, get your ideas on some of this stuff. One of the things is, Phil, I wanted your feedback on, do you have like a system for if you have a comedy idea and you feel strongly that somebody else has done it before, how you search for it?
Yeah, I mean, like, if it's a, especially for like one-liners or like wordplay jokes, I'll just type them into Google. I'll type in the actual joke, and then I just type in the word joke afterwards, and then just see if something comes up.
Well, this thought popped into my head when I saw, and I was like, either this is so common that even a comedian wouldn't touch it because they're like, who hasn't had this observation before? But when I Googled it, I couldn't find other people talking about it, but I feel so strongly that I've heard somebody do it, or maybe I've had the thought before, and that's why it feels so, like, deja vu. But the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, it is funny that we put all the cool shit, like, one bureau of the government is just, like, that's their purview, is, like, all the fun stuff.
That's pretty funny. I haven't heard a comedian talk about that, but that's a funny concept.
And then the other thing is, lately I've been seeing older and older people on electric, like on rentable electric scooters. I don't know. Have you guys been seeing this? I don't really have a super important thought on it. My only thought was like, is it a recession indicator? Is this a bad sign for society that like 60 pluses need to transport themselves on electric scooters? And I don't mean like the electric scooters in Walmart. I mean like the birds or the Lime scooters.
Well, I guess I don't see it. I mean, that's good.
Yeah,
I
mostly see young kids on it. Very irresponsible young kids.
But also, we don't have those in Colombia. Like, I don't know if we'll ever get bird scooters, so, like, I just don't see it.
Okay, yeah. In D.C., I've been seeing some older gentlemen on them, and I'm like, that's not right. That's not good.
Yeah.
Because Adrian always accuses me of that being a tweet. I did put it in tweet format, which is, why is Unk on an electric scooter? Laughy face emoji.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
I think the last thing I wrote in my joke notebook was, when you get an hour-long massage and it feels like they're starting to vamp at certain times.
Oh, yeah, when they start, like, grabbing the joints of your finger.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, it's like, at that point, what are they doing?
Yeah,
they're just trying to buy time, yeah.
To be clear, these aren't my jokes. These are my thoughts that I thought maybe you guys would have offshoot thoughts on, but...
Oh, okay, yeah. No, my only offshoot thought is that it's very irresponsible young people riding the scooters in Sacramento.
Y'all want to hear the latest joke in my joke note app memo?
No, observation memo.
No, it's not an observation. It's, I just wrote down, doing a suicide at the gas pump, like putting in diesel, premium, and regular in your car. Like, that's pretty good.
I like that.
There's a joke that I did last week at Art Bar that, like, I have to find out the wording. And, like, I was on a phone call with Adrian, and it was like, sometimes we'll have conversations where I'll say something. I'll be like, oh, I got to write this down. This is, like, a funny premise. But it's, like, how South Carolina has the strictest drug laws but the loosest exotic animal laws. And I tried it last week at Art Bar, and the example I used was that, like, if you smoke weed in South Carolina, you'll get the electric chair. But you can go to a brewery and see a critically endangered species, like the two last white rhinos. And, like, a couple people like chuckled, but it's like, I don't know if enough people know that there's only two white rhinos left. And I was
they're both ladies,
and
ladies,
you know, because they have big red lipstick on those white rhinos.
Yeah.
But I was talking to Patrick about it afterwards. I was like, yeah, I don't know if a lot of people would get that example, but I asked Adrian and I asked Christian. Christian didn't know, Adrian did, and he's like, you asked the smartest person you know and the dumbest person you know. It's like that spectrum. I was like, that's so true. Yeah, I guess I gotta just try it out.
You gotta ask your most average friend.
Yeah.
That's not nice. Adrian is not the dumbest person you know.
I don't know.
Damn, I don't know these days. What y'all get into today?
Nothing. A lazy Sunday. Did some grocery shopping, did some cooking.
Same. They had the onigiri place at the Sunday market out here in Shaw, D.C., so I got some onigiri, then hung out in Red.
And this weekend was like the Porch Festival, right?
Oh yeah, Isabelle yesterday played at Petworth Porch Fest. Great set. Shout out to Gout.
Yeah.
And their thing is like they will never put something on streaming, right? Like they're like
Yeah. They've drawn a hard line. It's not just that they don't have a lot of original music and do covers. It's because they're taking a stand against Spotify.
Have you ever successfully suggested a song for them to do?
What do you mean? Like the lyrics or like I'm writing the whole thing?
No, have you like told them which song you want them to cover?
Oh, you know, I don't think we have a lot of overlapping musical taste. I'll send you the set list of what they do cover and maybe you could big brain a song for them to cover.
I like to think like when they're having like a writing session for an original song, they're doing it at your and Izzy's place, Paul. And then you come in and be like, hey, I don't want to bother y'all. I'm not trying to suggest anything. You start folding laundry and you're like, folding laundry. It's so fun. You're like,
Band in my house playing music.
It's just the shittiest. It's just stuff that's good. None of it's rhyming. Oh, you're rhyming the alien names. You're folding laundry. Aliens like schmandry. I'm out of this world. Hold up. Y'all hear that? Y'all get that?
Oh. Are these lemon and limes going bad on the countertop? I don't know.
Now we got bad blood. You just start copying songs.
So this joke is, what if I was the most obnoxious asshole ever? I like that as a concept.
Today I finally tried Godspeed Coffee with Drake.
Oh, nice. Points. Yeah. Did you get the, what was it, like the turmeric latte? What did they do?
They had a lot of specials today, but I played it safe. Anytime I go to a place, I just get like one of their ringers, you know. I felt like a latte would be a good choice, if not a cappuccino. So I got their just plain latte. Pretty good. I liked it. And then I got a chocolate chip cookie from them that was it was one of those chocolate chip cookies with sea salt on it. I love that. That's a great touch for a cookie. Yeah. Oh, and Drake and I went to Y'all Mart's at Art Bar, which is nice. It's kind of like a farmer's market, but a little more punk. And a lot of cool vendors there. That one vendor was
the
there.
Lady with the mice with the. Yep.
I was just gonna bring that up. So there's this vendor there that gets like dead mice and dead rats, I guess, and they do like taxidermy cool poses with them. It's pretty much like the guy from Dinner for Schmucks has a vendor stand at Y'all Mart. And here's the thing. And as the fans of the podcast know, I have a vermin problem in my rental house. I think I have it under control. But to make that more under control, I really want to ask this vendor to custom make a mouse or a rat in an electric chair so I could put that in my cabinet. So when rats come in, they're like, oh, we got to get out of here. A lot of them have the rats with their fingers doing like flipping people off, which I think is pretty cool. But this time they also had taxidermied their own jackalopes, which looked adorable. I think jackalopes look adorable. Extinct species.
Do you guys have any media roundup or anything?
I listened to MGK and Wiz Khalifa's collab album.
Oof. It's great. I would not have known that was a thing unless you texted us about that.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of posts about it. I'm not gonna lie, the one song I sent y'all,
MPH,
that was a fun song. They were both rapping on that one. A lot of other songs were kind of like a little more like rocky and like a little more like poppy, you know, and it wasn't really my thing. But it was nice to hear Wiz Khalifa and MGK both like rap again. I forgot how good Wiz Khalifa could be.
Yeah, I guess that collab tape came out about 15 years too late.
Yeah, definitely did. Yeah.
But they called it. Who else could do a collab tape that's just like their careers are dead, but collectively maybe they could.
Logic and G-Eazy, who are notoriously going on a tour right now, and they did not sell like a lot of tickets at all. And then I listened to Freddie Gibbs' EP, which the second song on that I liked a lot. I have that favorited. That was it. I didn't listen to anything else.
I watched Backrooms. It was all right. I watched Phase 4 of the Dreamland, a 1970s sci-fi movie about ants becoming intelligent and taking over humanity. Mm-hmm. A lot of great insect videography in it. It was really well shot. Story was kind of okay. It was kind of it's kind of psychedelic and heady, but it was cool. It was a good movie. If you like watching videos of ants, which I do, it was very cool. Paul, what about you? What were you getting into this week?
I watched a couple movies. I guess the only one I would really want to recommend is Brief Encounter. It's like David Lean who did Lawrence of Arabia and Dr. Zhivago. I would recommend it if you're looking to watch like an older movie. It's one of those like slice of life things that doesn't overstay its welcome. Kind of just about an affair.
Oh, scandalous.
Scandalous. Also, the thing that got me about it was that it was released in 1945 and it's like British. And I'm like, that's what they were doing the last year of the war? making this. That felt a little
That's
bit
crazy.
Like, hey, life goes on. Look, we're living in a war right now and we're podcasting.
Yeah.
You would think the Iran war would have affected us more deeply and immediately.
No cap.
But hey, enough about scandal list. Let's talk about a different type of list. Bucket list. That's the thing. Welcome back to the Best Segue in the World Awards. Your winner this year, as always, it's me. Yeah, bucket list. Do y'all have a bucket list?
No, I'm not. I feel like I'm too young to have one.
Don't you feel like that's kind of tempting fate a little?
Yeah, I have a mental one, I guess, but it's really just like places I want to go. It's not like goals or anything. I guess a wife.
Like Hobby Lobby, Walmart.
Yeah, that new Korean place down the street.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Are y'all like adventure? Is there like adventures you want to have? I guess that sounds like a weird way of putting it, but like, do you want to paraglide or parachute or anything like that? Is that on y'all's lists of things to eventually
really,
do?
No.
I'm terrified of heights, so it's not for me.
Is paragliding the one that you're like pulled behind a boat?
Oh, you know, I don't know the technical difference. Yeah.
I would do that. I would love to do parasailing, but even then, that's not like a big goal of mine. Like, I really just want to go to like Italy and then like probably Japan. Those are like the two places I really want to go. But
any more Axis powers that you want to go to? Or
yeah, I want to go to Israel really bad, just see the culture. But yeah, really just Tokyo and Italy. I want to go to Tokyo for the food, but Italy for the sightseeing for sure. And the food. The food looks pretty good there, but. But yeah, it's just locations. I don't know. When I think of a bucket list, I just think like, what do I want to see before I die? I would maybe want to see.
You don't have like release one episode of my two podcasts that don't have episodes out yet.
No, those gonna be posthumous releases. I want those to release okay. After I die.
Damn, because
they're not finished. Even those episodes aren't finished, so I don't want to be embarrassed by the criticism. So it's like I'm dead.
No. It's just, do you have two or three shows right now that are still in production?
Two, technically, because I have one with Christian before he moved.
Yeah, and then one with Christian and Pate, right?
Oh, then one, and then I have one with Patrick, so I do have
and
three.
And then Filmography Pat-Down, yeah.
Yeah, I do have three projects.
How many episodes of the dog podcast did you release or record and not release?
Three,
okay.
Yeah, Christian's so busy with camp right now that he can't record virtually, so we're like, well, I guess we don't need to release these and they have nothing for like the summer, so I don't know what we're doing with that. But yeah, it's just locations for me, no activities.
I should have thought about this more before we jumped on to record. Do I have things that I really want to do?
I guess mine's also kind of places to go. I'd like to see a game at the San Siro. I don't know if we are building a new stadium, so I don't know if that's one I'd have to actually like act on, because I don't know what they're going to do with the stadium after Milan moves. They might keep it around as like a concert venue, who knows? So maybe that's one of them. That would involve going to Italy, so Phil, we can do that at the same time. And then I can't think of any bands that are like, I want to see them before I die. I've seen all of my like favorite people, so... Probably traveling, but even then, I don't have like a list of countries that I'd want to go to.
It feels like it's too big, and I can't imagine any country. Like, I imagine there's probably like incredible things to see everywhere, so it doesn't feel like there's one that I have to do, you know?
Yeah. Do you ever have like, do you ever see one of your friends on social media post about a trip and you're like, oh, interesting choice, but that does look cool. I didn't know Georgia was that cool.
Yeah. There's like this one place in Georgia that I kind of want to go to that's like a big like German town.
Atlanta?
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia. I want to go to the Trap Museum again.
Oh, yeah, we got to get back there.
What about the idea of when an old person has a bucket list item? So it's like you got to take grandma in her wheelchair to see, you know, Paris, to see the Eiffel Tower.
I would do that. If it's a place that I haven't been to before, but if my grandma's like...
Oh, if it's
like,
convenient for me, yeah.
Yeah, if I could swing by on my way home, I'll take Gram to
wrap
me,
back around
like, wheel you there.
What if grandma's like, I've never had a five guys, one woman experience. Are you setting that up for... I've never been in an orgy, Phil. Phil, sweetheart, come over here. I've never
grandma
been
Grandma was like, I've never been to Blockbuster, and she had 5 minutes left to live.
You have to get to Oregon really quick.
I've never been on a Spirit Airline flight, Philip. I gotta go on one.
I've heard they're great. I've really gotta go on that.
They are superior to all airlines. No, if an older family member wanted to do something on their bucket list, I think I would feel good, you know, if I took them to go do that. I'll feel good about
myself. My mom's whole thing was going to Argentina and going to see the waterfalls, and she got to do that for retirement. And surprisingly enough, she wants to go back. Like, I think the next trip that she's planning besides Guatemala is to go back to Argentina for, like, another month. And I'm like, we did it. We were there. we saw it all.
I mean, yeah. I kind of get that, though.
Like, send her a documentary about, like, Patagonia or something. Like, get her to a different part.
Yeah, I think that's what... Well, she wants to stay out of Buenos Aires again, but she doesn't want to go to other parts like that. It's a big country. I guess I get it, but...
I get it, though, too. Yeah, if, like, people, like, they find a location that they like, and they, like, they find comfort in being there, you know, and it's out of town, it's like, okay, I get it, you know, I'm not gonna, like, yuck your yum, you know, it's cool, but...
No, yeah, then you can grow up and be like Stanley Tucci, where you've just vacationed in Italy so much, you're like, I'm basically an expert, I need to make a show about just Italy and everything you can do there.
Honestly, I have been to Greensboro so many times to where it doesn't make sense why I don't just live there. Because every time I'm there, like, even with the locals, I'm like, let me take you out to a good hot dog place. And they're like, Phil, you go to Neighbor's Hot Dogs with us every time you're here. I'm like, I got you. I got no place.
All Phil eats is sausages and pretzels. And he's like, I hate German food.
Okay, here's why I think I said I hate German food is because it was up against other cuisines, and I'm like, I don't mind German food, but I'm not going to put it number one for anything. So Phil's right.
So we all agree.
The rare moment. What is this, a rerun of anything? I'm always right, man. German food is stinky.
Have your parents taken any dream vacations? Have they done their bucket list stuff, or are they still waiting?
I think my parents, like, they go to the same place a lot. Like, they've been to, or my mom has been to Turks and Caicos in Costa Rica a good bit with my dad. Like, that's their, like, favorite.
So they're repeat customers. That's crazy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. They kind of go to the same beachy, like, island destinations each time. They're not ones to be like, let's go on, like, an Alaskan cruise, you know, or let's go to, like, the mountains to go ski. My dad does go skiing with his friends, but my mom's not like that. So they are repeat customers to the same locations, yeah.
And has it slowed them down having kids again?
No, because they're actually, they
leave them behind. They're used to being alone.
I mean... We should. I feel like we should cut that part out. I do feel guilty about that joke. It's funny. But sometimes my mom will go out of town, my dad will watch the kids, or vice versa. You know.
Oh, interesting. See, my neighbors did that growing up, and I thought it was the most insane thing that they would go on vacation and just leave their kids with us to take care of. I was like, you have kids. Like, you go on vacation with your family. What do you mean?
But my parents have gone on vacation with the kid. Like, they went to Disney World recently with them, I think, and they had a lot of fun there. So it's like, I just think they know, like, if we take the kids to Costa Rica, they may ruin the trip for us. So I was like, let's do the smart thing, you know? But hey, as long as if they got the money, I guess they do what they want. But
I think it makes sense with your family when you're younger, but it's like now they're getting old and they have kids. So it's like, yeah, if you want to travel when you have a chance, now is the time to do it. It's like, yeah. I could see leaving the kids behind. Makes a little bit more sense than when you're like 30 and have kids.
Now, Paul, have your parents been to Lebanon as adults like frequently or no?
Yeah. They were supposed to be there next week, but the war. And they travel a good bit. There's a little bit of a war.
And we're podcasting?
And we're just podcasting.
That's crazy.
People are dying right now, brother. But yeah, all our family's still there, so it's like, they visit a lot. But they also have done a good job of being like, we're, you know, of doing the like old person seeing the world stuff. My dad is like a really good planner. He'll buy like 5 guidebooks and cross-reference everything, and they go to like Spain, Italy, they're in Greece right now. And they usually take a week or so to do it. It's actually very nice. My parents drive me crazy on vacation, so it's like sometimes I'm like, I should go with them because my dad's such a good planner. You would see everything and do all the stuff, but they are also, he's obviously, because he plans so well, it becomes very type A, and then it becomes a little bit infuriating.
That is an interesting point, though. Like, besides like the whole, I do see what you mean, but like a type A could be kind of infuriating, especially on a group trip, you know, because they want to stick to the planning and it's kind of hard to like relax and have fun. But also, that's an interesting point, just thinking about bucket list items and thinking like, do I need to work on this, like this to do item like with somebody, like, or do I want to go to like Japan alone? Would it be better if I go with somebody? Would it be better if I save this if I'm like, oh, maybe I'll be with somebody one day, like I'll have like a wife or a girlfriend that I love a lot? Do I want to save that experience with a loved one, or is this something that I want to do by myself? And a lot of them, honestly, for me, like in my head, whether it's like getting pulled behind the boat what was that called, parasailing, or going to Italy, I'm like, yo, Italy would be so much better if I had like a loved one, you know? That would be such a romantic trip.
No, when I go to Italy, I'm single. Even if I'm in a relationship, I'm single in Italy. You know what I mean, Phil? Yeah.
like the type A thing, it's like somebody else's story, but whatever, I'll tell it. I had a group of friends in Charlotte that all went to Germany together. And there was one guy on the trip who was very type A and had planned everything. And they were staying at a hostel together. And everybody kept kind of like annoying this guy because they were skipping his plans, sleeping in, getting too drunk. And he got so frustrated that like the third or fourth day in this like 2 week trip, when they were all out, he went, canceled the reservation for the hostel for the entire group, and just left, hopped on a plane and left. And they all got back that night and had nowhere to stay. And it was
break that friend group apart?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they all hate him now.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I would hate him too.
Yeah, I don't know. Anything else on my bucket list? I think probably watching a World Cup game. I guess I have soccer-based ones. Maybe I'm thinking about that because the Champions League was on Saturday.
The World Cup game is going to be more accessible now than ever.
I don't know. It might be cheaper when it's somewhere else. I'm not going to lie. So you have basic countries. Do you have like specific things that you want to see or things that you want to do?
In Italy, I want to see the...
Colosseum?
What's like the coast with all the houses and like businesses on the side of it? Like the... Is this with the G, the coast, like in Italy, or like, yeah, it's in Italy, the Gandolfi coast, or, no, I don't know.
The Gandolfi coast?
Let's see, hold up.
Gandolfini? What's the, James Gandolfini's?
Oh, the Amalfi coast. I want to see the Amalfi coast really bad. I want to get a fresh slice of pizza there. And then in Japan, I want to have like I want to go to a sushi bar and have like really good like fresh sushi. So it is like food stuff, but I guess like sights as far as
I think
as,
Drake
like,
and I will be at the ramen bar while you're at the sushi place.
That would be cool.
We're a couple ramen boys.
Actually, Drake and Casey are planning to go on Tokyo like sometime in the near future as like a big.
You should tag along for that trip because you can go with loved ones.
That's true. Yeah, I don't think they would mind. And but I asked them like, what's the are y'all gonna try to get sushi there for your first meal? And they'd be like, no, we're gonna try to go for ramen. And I'm like, oh, I forgot they do like ramen a lot. That would make sense. But that wouldn't really be a go to for Tokyo for me. I would want to try sushi though in Nigiri. But yeah, just food and some sights. But like really just food and like Italy though. I feel like there's so many beautiful things you'll see in Italy to where you don't have to try Tokyo. I would maybe want to see downtown with all the lights.
But there's no monument, no mountain, no particular museum or anything.
I would probably go see the Colosseum if it was like not too much of like a hall, you know, if it was nearby, if it was like in town, you know, if I could walk by it.
In which town is the Colosseum?
I think it's in... Is it Boise? No, it's let's see, I gotta think about it. I think it's in
clearly.
Oh wait. So you're referring to the elliptical amphitheater in the center of the city of Rome, Italy. Yeah, because that's just east of the Roman Forum, and it is the largest ancient amphitheater ever built, and it is the largest standing amphitheater in the world.
You know a lot about that.
You know a lot of facts about the Colosseum.
I mean, yeah, I mean, how
but
can
it
I
But it took
not...
you a while to get there. It took you about the time it takes to Google something.
I had to wait for the limitless pill to hit my system because I just took it. But how can I not know about it? Construction began under the Emperor Vespasian to 69 to 79 AD. Vespasian, thank you. Sorry, the limitless pill is glitching. 69 to 79 AD in 72, and it was completed in AD 80 his successor.
The year 880?
No, AD 80. Do you not know what AD stands for? Because I know.
No, it sounded like you were just saying ADHD.
Sorry, I have ADHD.
I think we mentioned this when we went to Chicago together, but I think now the only other place in the U.S. that I really want to go to is New Orleans. That's like the last city I guess L.A. I should probably go to.
Man, I don't know. I've been to L.A. multiple times for work. It never really... I like hanging out with the people there, but it's just whatever to me. I don't know. I'm going to go to a beach really bad there, though. I do want to go to a beach. One of my favorite compliment rap battle bars was Real Deal versus Real Sick. And Real Sick is a really jacked dude. And Real Deal told him, you go to Muscle Beach, it's just a beach. That's one of my favorite bars. Actually, when I stayed in LA this past January for work, my hotel was right down the street from Muscle Beach. And I was thinking about going.
You walk it up with your shirt off and just be like, all right, boys, what's the set today?
Yeah. I'm like trying to flex. I try to lift a weight, and I'm like, ah! Fuck!
All right. Any last things? No instrument you want to learn to play? No skill you want to do? No...
I guess I do want to put out a stand-up special. That's a goal, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
I already put out an album.
You've had multiple offers.
I have. Not good offers, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. You're waiting for Bo Burnham to direct it?
No, I'm just like, I know who I, like, I know somebody personally that can shoot it really good and where I want to shoot it. I can't give out any details, but.
Whoa.
Oh, Phil's got shooters. Okay.
I got shooters out in these streets. I got shooters on payroll because they were going to shoot my special and I will pay them. Yeah, okay, so just a wrap-up of my bucket list, I would say Italy and Japan are the two locations. Activities slash, like, things to do would be parasailing and then put out a special.
I mean, those are, like, going to Italy and Japan are also things I want to do. It just strikes me as, like, I have no desire to be like, oh, if I don't do those before my death, it's, like, a bad, you know what I mean? Like, I think I could live a perfectly contented life, never having been to Italy or Japan.
Yeah. I couldn't. Kill me now if I don't.
Kill Adrian now if he doesn't get to see Milan and their home
stadium.
What did
Kevin Gates say? Lord, strike down lightning right now. Right now.
All right. So this is from adventure.com advice column. I've been invited on a bucket list hike to Sweden, but it'd mean missing the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. What should I do? By Taylor Gentle, 2024. In this latest adventure advice column, we've got a Swiftie with a soft spot for Sweden. Should they eras or should they adventure? That's the question. I've been invited on an absolute hell yes trip to Sweden, but there's one big catch. I'll have to miss the Eras Tour, and I already bought my ticket. I adore Taylor Swift. But will the concert be so good that it's worth missing a week of hiking in the Stockholm archipelago? What do I do? Now, Paul, you famously have friends who spent a ridiculous amount of money to go see the Eras Tour.
Yeah, and they said it was not worth it.
Did they really? I forgot that was their conclusion.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then my sister also paid a ridiculous amount of money to go see the Eras Tour, but she said it was worth it.
Oh, interesting. So one and one. Phil, what do you think?
I don't think any concert is worth going to instead of going to like a trip to a country you've never been to before. If she's never been to Switzerland, then
Sweden.
Sweden. I would say this is like a pretty easy decision to make. But like, I don't know, there's no musician where I'm like, I have to see them on this tour. Like, I guess the Eras Tour, like, just non-biasly, because I'm not a Taylor Swift, like, I'm not a Swiftie or anything, but I guess the Eras Tour is like a really big tour for people who are like Taylor Swift fans, because I guess she's doing all of her music. It's a really cool idea for a tour, and I guess she won't do it again. So I don't know, like, it but also, if this is like, if she's getting a deal on this Sweden trip, you know, because it sounds like
I don't think so. She's just been invited.
Just invited.
And she's already bought the tickets. She's already spent a ridiculous amount of money.
She sells the Taylor Swift tickets. Oh, this could be equal.
You're making money.
Yeah, this could be equal price.
Okay,
it is one of those things where I'm just not one of those people where my entire vacation can revolve around hiking. That's just work. I might as well just be at work.
Yeah, that is true. If it is like they're just hiking and they're camping out, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I would go to that concert even if I don't like Taylor Swift. Like, that sounds not fun.
Yeah, this is me helping somebody make a calculation that neither of the things are exactly what I would want to do. Like, I'm not... You know, I'm not a Swiftie who's crazy about going to the Eras Tour, and I'm not...
Stockholm Archipelago is going to be there.
Particularly interested in spending a week hiking the Stockholm Archipelago. I guess that is one argument. Personally, I would take a trip that I was interested in over any artist, no matter how big a fan I was. But there is an argument...
Even if he was doing Luca Brasi 3 all the way through.
Well, come on.
The Luca Brasi Eras Tour?
I would go he came through Charlotte multiple times while I was there, and I was like, man, I don't know. I'm going to be alone at that show. There's no way I'm inviting somebody I know to go see Kevin Gates. I definitely turned down going to a Kevin Gates show where I was like, I don't want to be alone.
I'm looking at the wildlife at the Stockholm Archipelago.
Archipelago.
And it includes moose, deer, wild boar, and apex predators like the white-tailed eagle. The boar would scare me. Actually, I would do the Eras Tour. This seems a little scary. If they're camping out on it, then yeah.
Oh, you don't know how rabid those Swifty fans are.
That's true. They're a little wild themselves. A little bit crazy.
I also think, to me, well, I've only ever been to one stadium show, and that was Kendrick. Stadium shows, it's like you're kind of...
Yeah.
That's not the best version of a show, but I mean, I guess for the Eras Tour, people loved it anyway, so I'm not like coming at the idea, but there is something to be said about like, that's going to be a blip in your life that I think is going to be forgettable. unless like you're the biggest Swiftie in the world. Whereas like going to Stockholm, I feel like that you're gonna extract a lot more joy out of that if you like hiking. If you like hiking,
that's a good point. That really is, because it's like, yeah, I feel like this will be more unique of a trip and more memories from it. Way more memories because we'd be there for a week, you know. But also, it's just like just the scenery and everything and the experience of hiking out there and seeing like over 30,000 islands. I think that's how many islands are here. I didn't look it up. And over the Eras tour. It's not 30,000 albums, honey.
What would be your guys' version of this? Who would be the artist and what would be the location?
No cap.
No cap. Ooh, no cap.
Little baby.
You have no cap tickets, but a friend just invited you to Tokyo.
Yeah, but your friend Rilo Rodriguez invited you to Tokyo.
That's crazy because Rilo and No Cap are like really good friends. So like I would ask him like, have you talked to No Cap about this? You know he's performing. You're not going to go to his concert? And he's like, I had to face the same dilemma, brother. We're in the same boat. Man, No Cap or tickets to Tokyo, and they're the same price?
Yeah.
Somehow tickets to Tokyo are the same price as a No Cap concert? Man, I would go to Tokyo. I would have to, yeah. How about this? Okay. Adrian and Paul, front row seats to go see. I'm trying to think of somebody y'all both like a lot, but this is front row seats to Joe Rogan stand up. Both y'all front row seats to the Madison Square Garden version of Kill Tony. And y'all love this show. Y'all always wanted to go to the Madison Square Garden version of it and sit front row. And both of y'all's names are in the bucket too. To where they choose one of you, they choose both of you, and y'all do a quick little Big Facts No Cap segment or something. You know, you plug the pod, you get a lot of listeners. Okay? Because they're going to love you. Their audience and y'all's audience, y'all were like the middle oval of a Venn diagram. So the other choice, a round trip to Turkey. So Paul can get hair transplants included in this ticket. Adrian, you can get a BBL if you want.
I do actually really want to go to Istanbul. That's a really great city, I've heard.
That's one of my mom's picks, too.
Okay. See, I would do that.
Yeah, I would do that, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd go to Istanbul.
And get a kebab.
Adrian, should you read the answer now? I think we're all on the side of she should take the Stockholm trip. Especially if,
What if she gets Stockholm syndrome?
Especially if money isn't a big deal for this person.
It's time to do some soul searching, sweet baby. Are you an adventurer or a fangirl? And that's not a jibe or a dig or a diss. From Beatlemania to the Bayhive, fangirls have always been at the epicenter of all things pop culture. They're the ultimate dictators of trend. They reign supreme. I'm not restricting any woman's right to a nuanced identity either. She can have her cake, Taylor Swift, and eat it too, Sweden. Except in this particular instance, because the she in question cannot, according to physics, be in two places at once. So, dearest reader, let's Marie Kondo this situation. We need to ascertain which life experience is going to bring you the most joy. Are you, deep down, an adventurer or a fangirl? And then there's pictures of the Eras Tour and the Archipelago. Both look pretty cool. Imagine yourself standing in a heavy 90,000 person crowd at Wembley Stadium. Your arms are heavy with friendship bracelets. Your new cowboy boots, admittedly, are giving you blisters. A tall blonde woman in a sequin jumpsuit takes to the stage. Your eardrums spontaneously burst from screaming. You're in debilitating pain. She starts to sing a song about Jake Gyllenhaal or a rugby player. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a DJ. You cry tears of happiness and suffering. Now imagine you're standing on the shore of a pristine Swedish island, surrounded by 30,000 other pristine Swedish islands.
Oh, I like that she googled the same thing Phil did.
No, this is common knowledge. This is like the two white rhino thing.
Your arms are heavy with the hiking pack you're holding. Your old boots are hugging your feet. A tall blonde woman on a kayak waves and calls out, "Good ermiddag." Whatever, good afternoon. Okay, good eftermiddag. Middag. Okay, so that's midday. Efter, maybe afternoon.
After midday?
God after McDog. As she paddles past, a bird's song is carried on the lilting sea breeze. Maybe it's a crested tit or a tree pipit. Perhaps it's a red start. You cry tears of happiness and serenity. All right, you got me. I tried to be objective, but I'm not a Taylor Swift fan or stan. Cut me down and feed me to the Swifties, sing red. I don't give a damn. My advice to you will forever be, go to Sweden. I know the Eras Tour is a big-time phenomenon. I know this because I have the internet. But is the culture of Swift as ephemeral as our fragile ecosystem? When you're... Oh, so their argument is that it's not going to be there forever. That's funny. When you're old and gray and unable to put on your own boots, cowboy or hiking or otherwise, Don't you want to tell your grandkids about the time you hit the trails in the Stockholm archipelago while there was still an archipelago? Because climate change is real, friend. And you know what else? Tay-Tay is a major carbon contributor. She might be boosting local economies, but she also reportedly holds the number one spot for private jet emissions. Do we actually think her offsetting is enough? Should we all boycott? Sorry, I'm getting tangential. The question at hand is, to eras or to adventure? In short, I vote you go to the forest, and bathe in a beautiful Swedish idyll. I vote you go for a long, long walk. And if the FOMO starts eating at you, just plug in and listen to the entirety of Taylor's version while you trek. Create a brand new Taylor Swift memory association special and unique to you. And at the end of the day, and hike, just remember, you'll always be able to go home and watch the inevitable Netflix special, but you can't replicate a true adventure.
So I think that, okay, I agree with your answer, but I think she could have been a little more objective. And she does say that, but I feel like when she was like, now imagine yourself standing on the shore of a pristine Swedish island surrounded by 30,000 other pristine Swedish islands, she could have been a little objective and be like, and then a wild boar starts charging at you. You're in danger, but is it worth it?
Yeah, it was funny that she started it out with, like, you need to ask yourself what type of person you are, and ended with, like, no, absolutely do not go to the Taylor Swift concert, you mad woman. But I do think that's good advice. I feel like, objectively, you're going to look back on your time in Stockholm more favorably. But the reason not to go is probably will cost you more money, will be more effort.
All right, Paul, what'd you get?
Cool, I brought in a Slate advice column. This is Janae Desmond Harris from April of this year, so I'll jump into it. Dear Prudence, my dad was in a miserable marriage for 20 years before he met my mother and decided to put that nightmare behind him. That was over 50 years ago, and my dad is now 82. Yesterday we learned through our social grapevine that his ex died 3 months ago. Now he has made a request I'm not sure I can or should honor. He wants me to drive him into the city where the ex is buried so he can piss on her grave. My mom is now legally blind and can't do it herself, but she says she can't blame him and is on his side. Dad says this is at the top of his bucket list and is adamant about doing it. Is this the sort of thing that should be permissible to indulge?
Can he not drive himself, I guess? Like, why does she
have to... He's also old, I don't know.
Yeah, something about being old. 82.
I don't know about you.
Get an Uber.
But I'm feeling 82.
I mean, that is his decision. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you should stop him to do whatever he wants. But it's like, I guess the question is, like, do I help him doing this by giving him a ride? Or do I just be like, hey, I
also
can't take
don't
you.
Think you should stop him. You shouldn't tackle your 82-year-old dad.
If he wants to piss on a grave.
Are you saying that this is a trolley problem? That you having agency in this is what makes it that you're culpable?
Yeah. I think because you're like, if you have a moral, like, barrier in... And, like, you know, helping somebody piss on somebody's grave, then just, then I guess that is a conflict, but, like, you just let them know, like, hey, I feel weird doing that. Would you mind getting an Uber or getting another person to take you? Because I don't want to be a part of this. You know what I mean? I don't necessarily disagree with it. If I was in your shoes, I would do that, but.
And then what if he says, I'm pissing on your grave next?
Hey, if it starts raining in hell, just know who that is.
Yeah. He pre-orders you a grave, but he pisses on it. I think a great method we have been using ever since I got on the pod, and y'all did it before I got on the pod, was act out these scenarios, right, to see how she should handle it. So let's just say I'm the old guy, and y'all, let's say both of y'all are like siblings, right? Y'all are both my sons, and I'm about to ask y'all to help me accomplish this bucket list item, all right? Hey, kids, thanks for coming over.
Yeah, no worries, Dad. What's up?
I look very uncomfortable right now. What's going on? Is it because I asked you to come over here to give me a ride to Linda's grave to piss on it?
Yeah, that'd be top of the list.
Well, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with me pissing on her grave?
What did Linda ever do to you? Why do you hate her so much, Dad?
I don't hate her. This is an inside joke me and Linda have.
She asked you to do this?
Yeah, she'll get it. Now, go ahead, let's drive there.
This is definitely part of what I know about you, is that this was a miserable marriage of 20 years.
No, that was also an inside joke. I can't tell you what the joke is, though. It was an inside joke, and she wants me to piss on the grave. Let's go ahead and get in the car.
Dad, I can absolutely not take you to piss on somebody's grave. It's disgusting. It's disrespectful. It's one of those graves that's, like, oddly on the side of a road where everybody can see into it. It's not like a big park.
People are gonna see you. I have a tarp.
What are you going to do with the tarp? Wrap y'all it around both, you in the grave?
No. Y'all hold up the tarp between me and the road so nobody sees me pissing on Linda's grave.
That's making me and Adriana even more uncomfortable.
Listen, Paulina, when I gave birth to you, because it was just
wait,
me.
Wait, what?
Silly, yes.
Are we seahorses?
No, he's our trans dad. Come on. Adriana, get your shit together.
I've never accepted that.
My son, Adriana, has never accepted me as a trans man. She said he doesn't like the idea. He's a man's man, Adriana, that him. I'm just asking y'all to hold up a tarp while I piss on Linda's grave because it was an inside joke we had. And I can't tell y'all the joke because it won't be inside joke anymore.
Let's just drop this veneer. We know it's not an inside joke. You hated
drop
Linda.
Drop this veneer. These are dentures.
That's pretty good.
Now, that could be our inside joke that I will never tell Linda.
I don't want to have an inside Linda. Joke with you. You never play catch with me, Dad.
Now, that's an outside joke. I will never play catch with you.
Hey, come outside. On. He's on a streak.
I'm on a streak right now.
Dad's
now,
still pretty with it for 82.
Let me go streak in the graveyard and piss on Linda's grave.
This is every time I asked you to spend time with me, you start doing bits. Riffs. That's all you ever cared about.
You were never there on Christmas. You were only there for Riffsmas.
But that was a great good together, wasn't
you
it?
You kept telling me we celebrate Glickmas in this house. I don't know what that means.
It's pretty clear. I think Glickmas is a pretty nationally celebrated holiday. We are those who celebrate. So y'all are not going to... do y'all want to know the inside joke? Is that what this is? Do y'all want to know it be in on the bit?
Not particularly.
Okay. Well, so it's a no. I have to just ask some other kids in the neighborhood to do it? I will. I'll go ask some kids in the neighborhood to go help me piss on a guy's grave. Or Linda's grave.
I guess mom is supportive.
Yeah.
You know she can't fine. Drive.
And I'll you get you an Uber.
You know I
I'll
don't
get you
take
a Stuber.
I don't take Stubers or Ubers. You know that.
I'll get you a Lyft.
You know I don't take Lyfts.
I'll get you a Waymo.
You really give me a Waymo?
Wait, you are an old man. Can I get you an electric scooter ride?
Oh, yeah. Just take a bird all the way there alone. All
right, I'll take a bird. But I need to go right now. Is the bird already here?
Yeah, it's right outside.
That's cool. Maybe I'll sell it. Maybe I'll flip the bird. And then he rolls up. And see, we are Tomorrow Quest Theater. We have a great show for you tonight.
Wait, so were you just doing that for the playthrough, or are you actually against this? I don't care. I don't think I would care about this.
I wouldn't want to drive him to it. I don't know. I don't have anything against this mother.
I'm a dutiful son.
This, my dad's previous wife. Like, why would I help? I guess pissing on somebody's grave is kind of like a victimless crime, even though I think a lot of people
would really
see
don't
it
think
as
it
more serious. But nah, I don't know. Not for me to do.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just don't want to be involved in it. It's one of those things where, like, hey, if you do that, I'm not going to look at you differently necessarily, but I would never do that, and therefore I don't want to be a part of it. That I don't know. It's just one of those weird moral blocks I have. I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to be a part of this at all.
Yeah, it's kind of like the joke you were making about the tarp thing. It's like, I guess it's fine. I don't want to have to be, like, weirdly intimately involved in this whole, like, scenario.
Yeah.
Also, like I said, some graves are sightline accessible. I don't know how easy it's necessarily going to be unless she's in like some private.
I mean,
church
I think this
graveyard.
Has to happen at night. I think this is clandestine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would probably do it. It's just a ride. I don't know. Do you think this is Travis Scott?
Because of Piss on Your Grave, the song?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's Travis Scott.
Featuring Kanye.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can get around to doing it, but I don't know. I don't blame y'all for just being like, yeah, I just give him a ride. I'm not going to piss on the grave with him.
I think
him
Paul's saying he wouldn't.
Oh, you wouldn't? Yeah, I
look,
wouldn't.
Honestly, also the fact that it's another city over, like, what, I'm going to spend half a day doing this?
Yeah, you go get lunch afterwards and make a day of it.
He's old and confused. I'll take him to a local graveyard and be like, oh, yeah, that's our grave.
But who are you going to have him desecrate then?
Oh, because that's worse. If you just have him desecrate
a
random grave.
I'm just saying, if I was the type of person who would do it, I definitely don't want to drive a whole town over. I'm not making a day out of this.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so it's a distance thing. I agree with that. That is a lot to do just for somebody else's bucket list thing to be like...
Also, it just happened. How is this on his bucket list? This is something I came across while Googling stuff here, is people would be like, oh, what to do for your spring bucket list? It's like, there's no such thing. There isn't a bucket list for this spring. That's just a list of shit you want to do this year.
And he said that's on the top of his bucket list. That means he started his bucket list right after she died.
He could have, I don't know, maybe he just always knew he was going to outlive her.
What a way to manipulate people is whatever you want to do that day is on the top of your bucket list.
Yeah, I don't know. I get what you mean, though, Adrian, because it is just a ride somewhere. He's going to do it regardless. You might as well save him some cash.
Seems justified to me.
You know, on my grave, I'm going to have that chemical they put in pools that turn the pee red. So if they do it on my grave, they'll get caught.
I will say, kind of a stupid guy thing to think it'll give you closure to piss on somebody's grave.
Yeah, this is maybe another one where you should get him into therapy. Another one of those advice column questions.
He's old.
Yeah, he can't change.
But, like, what a coward. What, he didn't want to go yell at her while she was alive and get in an argument? He wanted to wait for her to die to go get a little win in?
I see no, because he was divorced. Worried about them. What if he cheats because they have makeup sex afterwards?
That's why the wife.
I would say, Dad, you could piss on the grave, but you have to water the flowers as well. With, like, actual water, not piss. Like,
Why? What is this accomplishing?
It's a give and take, you know? Like, yeah, you pissed on the grave, you got your vengeance, but also, you know...
But you gotta bring flowers, yeah.
You gotta bring some flowers, yeah. Come on, be respectful with it, you know? It's kind of like, hey, when you get in a boxing match, you know, at the end, you shake hands, you know? You said you would always piss on her grave. Go ahead and do that, but show respect.
I think what I would say is, if I'm gonna drive you 4 hours to the next town over for you to do this, you gotta poop on the grave.
Ew. But okay, y'all want to hear the answer?
All right.
Yeah.
This feels potentially illegal. The sort of illegal behavior that is probably not likely to actually lead to consequences for him, but gives you a solid reason to decline using, I don't want to be an accessory to public urination charge, as your reason. If your dad has any friends who still drive and are as hateful as he is, now is the time for him to call on them. If they're unavailable, certainly he could do something symbolic, such as burning or, yes, even pissing on a photo or something that represents his ex. Your mom sounds like she's on the same page as him, but it's still worth advising him that a nice thing to do would be to pretend to be a bit more over his last relationship.
Ooh, damn.
I do agree with that. It's been 50 years. Like, how much did this woman wrong you?
Maybe 30 years, right?
Oh, it was a 20-year relationship. I thought they said 50 years. This was over 50 years ago.
50 years ago. So he had a 20-year relationship when he was 30. Okay.
Yeah, that would mean he got with her when he was 10, I guess.
Yeah, wait, what?
When he was 12.
This seems pretty formative. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I think that last sentence was kind of a bar. Yeah, you can't seem like you're holding on to this for that long.
Yeah. Do you think with him being so old, it's going to take him a second?
Oh, yeah. You definitely got to get him.
No, he's pissing all the time. Old guys are pissing, dude.
You got to get him some Jack. You got to make sure he's there for game time. You know what I mean?
Now, is there anybody whose grave you'd piss on? Living or dead?
Nah. Living.
Honestly, I would, just because I have a small bladder. If I was walking by a grave late at night and I'd been drinking, I might just end up pissing on a grave.
You got to pee on something. You can't be on the ground, baby. You got to be on something.
I've probably pissed on a grave, if I have to be honest with y'all.
Jeez.
Just forgotten.
I've forgotten more graves that I've pissed on than you will in your day, kid.
I would piss on an urn, but not a grave. Not a grave. Mm.
Oh, that's so much grosser. Those are indoors. Or are you going to open it up and turn it into like a mud slush?
I just can't pee outside. Yeah. Mud slushy time, baby.
Mud slush.
Mud slush.
Okay, so for our third segment, we have this Etsy seller, and they're selling a digital download file of... 100 bucket list items. They give you a little, like,
wait,
you get,
you're paying for a PDF?
You're paying for a PDF, $8, $7.58. They let you see the first 25 for free before you buy it. So we're going to review these 25 bucket list items and then decide if it's worth spending $8 on to get to see all 100 and print out the document.
All right. Number one, let's go through it. Swim with dolphins. I've actually already done this before. It's really fun.
I've been jet skiing and seen dolphins, but I didn't get in the water with them.
Yeah, I've gotten to like take pictures with dolphins where I was on land and they were hanging around in the water. Never got to swim with one. Interesting. Did you like? What, did you guys do synchronized swimming? Would you
did
guys
you touch
do?
The dolphins? Was that part
they
of?
They didn't.
Your...
They didn't fuck me. No. What? No. So it wasn't synchronized swimming. I guess it was just like One of them was like, one of the trainers was like, okay, just stay floating in the water, just swim like you normally would, but point your feet down. And once you did that, they fuck you. No, the dolphins get their snout and they push your feet. And then you just like get elevated up and they're like, put your hands like this, like Jesus. And you just go through the water like this. And it looks so cool from like above water.
Whoa.
It's pretty fun though. And then another one, they did do this thing where, like, the dolphins would come up to you, like, eye level, and they would, like, pretend to kiss you. And even as a kid, I was like, this is a little weird. I don't know if I like this. Let's see. But I just remember the Jesus thing. That was the coolest thing. And then you can get on their back, and they were like, you could just float with, like, boogie board with them.
Fun.
Yeah, it's, honestly, the dolphin swimming experience was really fun. I would
is
do that
ethical?
Again. Probably not. I don't know. The dolphins, they're having a great time, though. They're like the corgis of the ocean. They look like they're smiling, so I'm like, good enough for me, you know?
Hey, shit, sweet. The thing that I did was very, like, you're not allowed to touch the dolphins. They were very big on that.
To be clear, everybody else was allowed to. They told Adrian, you're not allowed to touch the dolphins.
No.
They saw this little freak pool up, and they were like, not you. Next up, we got ride in a hot air balloon.
Oh, that's a good one. I would do that.
I don't think I would because I heard people talk about it before and they're like, when you're up there, like the basket is lower than what you think it is. Like it's below your waist level for most people. And I'm like, terrifying. Yeah. I would hate that.
Oh yeah, I don't like that either. I'm scared of heights. This isn't for me.
Me too. Yeah.
I think I would do it. I wouldn't propose up there. That's corny.
Mm.
But I'd hang out.
Would you get a divorce up there?
I'd get a divorce. I'd serve my divorce papers up there.
And your wife just throws it in the hot air balloon fire. You're like, what now? What now?
See the Northern Lights. I guess I've technically done this since there's been all those times where the Northern Lights are visible from the East Coast recently.
I would. I think I would put that on my bucket list in the way that Paul was saying, where like I wouldn't be that sad if it never happened. But it is something to be like, oh yeah, if that opportunity came up, I would definitely take it.
Yeah, I would say too. There's a comedy festival in Alaska that a lot of comedians I know go to, and they're like almost every time we're there, like with the season, we could see the Northern Lights like almost every night.
That's
not
cool.
Every night, but like, yeah, we could see like every time we go. So I kind of do want to do that. This seems fun.
Sleep in an igloo. No interest.
Nah.
I would like
to. I don't think so.
If there was an igloo accessible somewhere of like a demonstration of what it's like, I would go in there.
Yeah, I would also.
At the igloo, at the ice museum?
I would sleep in the beer cave at like a 7-Eleven.
Scuba dive.
Ooh. I've been snorkeling, never been scuba diving, but I definitely would. That seems cool.
I'm not scuba certified.
I was going to say, scuba diving seems like the type of thing where if you go on vacation, you got to spend your vacation getting certified and then doing it on the last day. So it is like you're spending scuba. That beach vacation listening to an instructor and doing a lot of preliminary work.
Would you do it at Lake Murray? Because a lot of people do it in Lake Murray. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a cool place to scuba dive.
Well, there's a whole town that's flooded under
there.
There
was a town. That would be sad, though. I would want to see the animals. I don't want to be bummed out by seeing a town that was flooded. I scuba dived in Mexico, and that was, like, beautiful, seeing so many fish. But, like, in Lake Murray, you're going to see, like, a catfish or, like, a poopy snake or something. I don't know what they have.
Water moccasin.
Poopy snake, same thing. And then a town where somebody was, like, used to live in and go to church in, you know?
Mm.
Pee on somebody's grave in.
Visit an elephant sanctuary. I wouldn't be against it, but also this feels a little bit like an exploitative sort of thing to do.
A little unethical.
I think sanctuaries are okay sometimes. You'd have to get it vetted.
Mm.
I would visit an elephant ear sanctuary. Skydive? Nope. Never will. No.
No interest.
Skydive? Never.
Never.
Even if you did the one where you're like on someone's back or whatever, they're on
your
back.
You have to do that the first time you do it.
Yeah. I would do that, probably. I'd let someone else take control of it.
Oh, Adrian wants another man on his back taking control. Okay.
No. I said the hottest lady with the biggest bazoinkas.
Yeah, you just go there to the skydiving place, and like, you see a hot girl, and you're like, can you do it?
Go whale watching. That sounds all right.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I think you can do that in San Francisco.
Yeah, I would do that. Do you have to kind of like go in a boat to go do that? Or is that something that you do from the shore? That's like a boat thing, right?
I think that's a boat thing.
Yeah.
I've read Moby Dick. Sounds fun. Zip line. I feel like this is very accessible. It. Yeah, a lot of people have done it.
Have you done like a like one over like a forest or something, or one like one in like in the forest or in the woods as part of a camp thing, or like what was the zip line like?
It was just outside of the Mayan ruins in Tikal. Cool. So it's just like a little extra adventure thing that we did after doing the ruins all day.
And you were like, now my pants are ruined.
No, it wasn't that scary. I did have a low blood sugar during it, though. That was pretty scary.
Take a cruise.
I've done it.
Phil's begging for it.
I would love to do that for a boys trip. I think it's so fun.
I've never done it.
I'm not against it conceptually, but I also am like really not that interested.
I want to take a poop cruise.
I want to go cruising in a park for men.
I'll take a pee-pee cruise.
I want to buy a PT cruiser.
Stay in a treehouse.
Stay in a treehouse.
Like sleep in there overnight?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is there an electrical outlet for my CPAP machine?
Can I charge my iPad in there?
If it's a cool treehouse, I would do it.
That does feel like one of those things that Airbnb lists as like an advertisement of like, this is one of our cool locations. Visit a castle. Who hasn't done that? Who hasn't been to a castle?
Been to a White Castle.
That's just Dracula's castle. Pretty wide over there. I would go see like a castle. I guess that's not really on a bucket list thing, but I was like, I would do it. That seems fun.
There's probably some in Italy.
Yeah,
probably. Learn a new language. Knock that one out as a baby.
This is getting into what I was talking about at the beginning of like some people's bucket list things is like learning to play guitar and stuff like that. We didn't have any of those. We didn't want to learn anything. We're all like, I guess, you know what? I say I would consider like mastering Spanish to some level as being on my bucket list. Yeah.
I don't know. I've been doing Duolingo with Japanese, so I feel like I'm kind of already doing that right now.
You're still doing Duolingo?
I know. I shouldn't support it, but yeah, y'all give me a sentence in Japanese. I'm sure I can like go ahead and say it.
No. Okay. We're not falling for this.
I do not do Duolingo. I don't know. I think Spanish or Italian would be pretty fun to know. Spanish would be the most practical, obviously, but like Italian would be, but Italian would be fun if you go to Italy and you can speak Italian.
Molto bene.
Molto bene.
Dog sled.
Dog sled. Wait, you skipped Paris though.
Yeah, because I was like, that's just another skydive.
I would do Paris though, because it's above water.
Phil went skydiving. He went, I went Rocky Mountain climbing.
I went visiting a castle. Wait, what? How did those lyrics go? It was like,
all right, keep doing that real quick. I have no desire to dog sled. That doesn't seem like the most efficient way to get around.
You think it's like a getting around thing? You think it's an activity?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to parasail. It doesn't seem like the most efficient way to get around.
I don't think I'm going to learn a new language. It doesn't seem like it would get you around anywhere.
The chorus goes, I went skydiving, Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. Why does the bull have to be foreign? What's up with that?
How do you know that the bull's foreign? How do you know that it's foreign based on that name?
Oh, yeah, that's an English name, Fu Manchu. he wants an English bull. I loved deeper. Right. That sounds weird. I spoke sweeter. I gave forgiveness.
I've been denying.
And he hopefully said, this doesn't get claimed. Someday I hope you get the chance
to live like you were dying.
I went sleeping in an igloo. I went visiting an elephant sanctuary. I went whale watching. And the whale's name was Fu Manchu.
Walk the Great Wall. I want to go to China in general. I want to go to like Chongqing. Have y'all seen that? It's like one of those, I feel like it's a bit of a social media thing, but it's like that city that's like really vertical.
I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Chongqing.
But also I want to see like Beijing and Hong Kong. I think but yeah, I mean, I guess if I made a trip to China, part of it would be going to see the Great Wall.
How long
Wall,
is the Great Wall?
Let's look it up.
Oh, Phil, how you long? Don't just know off the top of your head how many miles it is exactly?
Oh, I'd actually know how. Did the Great Wall of China, is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
That one, do you want the kilometers or miles?
I'll say miles.
Yeah.
miles. Oh, that's 13,170.70 miles. Yeah,
it's 13,000 miles. That does feel way longer than I thought. That's crazy.
You can see it from space. That's a
fact.
That's
not true.
No, it is. It's not a myth. You could see, like, you could be on Mars. You look down and be like, that's a great wall.
Well, from there, it's just all right.
I do like, as a kid, when they said, you can see the Great Wall from space. Even as kids, like, that's bullshit. There's no way you can see that shit from space. It's not that big.
The next one to me is kind of like what y'all said about getting a tattoo. I haven't skinny dipped yet in my life, and I feel like that's past.
Wait, can we get a definition on that? I've swam naked before. Is that what skinny dipping is?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that count? I think I've swam naked before, yeah. I don't know. It was fine.
Yeah, you do that in the water
Chuck
park
E. Cheese.
At Carowinds with the kids. Yeah, then Chuck E. Cheese, and you're like, hey, take off your shoes, kids. Take off your shoes. You can't swim with the shoes.
Adrian, it doesn't count if it's a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit, buddy.
Oh, that's a real ball pit when Adrian gets
hey, come on now.
No, I can't think of a time I've even swam naked. I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh, you've never been like a beautiful maiden in a stream, bathing yourself when an adventurer
that's
comes
upon swimming.
You?
That's not swimming. That's showering. Wait,
so you never took a bath?
Oh, shit.
Well,
stinky.
Paul is stinky.
Paul is stinky. He ain't beating the allegations. He ain't beating the rooms.
You can smell Paul from space.
You can see his stink lines from space.
Aliens are like, who the hell has stinky ass?
We ain't going there.
Yeah, stink. We'll stay up here, man. We got E.T., you gonna take one for the team real quick. Holy shit. That's why they stay in the UFO. They're like, we ain't going down. We'll just hover up a little bit.
Oh,
man, there's another layer of gas above the ozone layer.
Oh, man. So you don't want a skinny dip?
No. I mean, that'd be like putting playing spin the bottle on my bucket list. Like, what is this little kid shit?
I've never played spin the bottle, I don't think. Have y'all played?
Yeah. Not a good story, but yeah.
Archery. That's very accessible. I feel like we've
all
done archery.
That's very cheap. Well, I did that at camp.
I don't think I have any desire to do it, but I mean,
it's fun. I like
you
it.
Haven't done
it
before. I feel like it just comes up so often as a child where somebody is like, it's a part of what we're doing.
It was literally one of our options for gym.
Yeah, I never did that. Yeah, never did it, but I'm not against
dude,
it.
That's
just,
so fucking sad.
I had a bow. Lived. Like, I think I had multiple bows. The thing that I never got into was the compound bows. I remember my cousin came over once with a compound bow, and like it was so hard to use because it was so much like weight to have to pull back. I just like a regular bow. That was fun.
Regular bow.
See an opera. I have not. Wait, yes, I have. I've seen an opera.
I have no interest in seeing one. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. It wasn't a super compelling use of my time. Beekeeping.
The ballet, though.
The ballet was fun.
Beekeeping.
Would you ever do that? Would you ever do that, Adrian?
Beekeeping? Nah, I'm afraid of bees. Would you guys beekeep?
Seems like a lot of effort. Like, all the other ones here are, like, these discrete activities you do once. Beekeeping seems like, and then I'm going to spend months learning and executing on a plan.
Nah, Jacob you did could, it. I mean, I had undergrads that I took out like once or twice. There were people who could
beekept. Sure. If somebody was going to take me beekeeping, sure.
Yeah, just for like a day thing. I want to keep up with it. Like Jacob, my oldest brother, he did it for a while. Or I guess he said he did it. I don't know how well he did it or like how long he did it for.
Adrian's like, I was never into beekeeping because it was the bees that kept me sane.
That's true. Shout out to Camilla, friend of the pod. She's got her two hives out right now.
Oh, cool.
Explore a cave. Done. Mm.
Explore a cave.
I would explore a beer cave in the 7-Eleven.
I would explore two bears in a cave. Explore a cave. Like, you're the first one to do it?
Oh, no. Never done that.
Do you think there's new caves?
They're making
them
every year.
Caves are dropping every now and then?
80% of caves are undiscovered.
No, that's kind of like a nightmare scenario for me. I don't like the idea of being cramped or like, have you seen those people that do the things where you have to like crawl and like do shit? Like, I
hate
that.
I hate those
I don't have the knees for this.
Sleep under the stars. I would do that. That sounds awesome. I don't think I've ever done that before.
And a tent doesn't count?
Yeah.
Or?
No, but you have to be like, I guess, outside. Yeah, you have to look at it. You can't close your eyes. Oh, hold on. Actually, I want to point this out. I did this one comedy show, and this one girl went up, and listen, I'm not... Okay, she was ass. She was not good at comedy, right? But one of her jokes was like, everybody says when they're sick, they feel under the weather. I think we need to get over the weather. Am I right, y'all? And we were just like... Is this the joke? What? Get out of the stage!
I think you could sell that. I think you could actually sell that joke with enough. Yeah, with enough.
I don't know. What does it mean? It's just like, come on.
It's provocative. It gets the people going.
That's true. Hey, you know what? Shout out her. I don't know if she does comedy anymore, but
watch a foreign movie.
I've seen Raging Bull, but the bull's name was Fu Manchu. We've all seen foreign movies, right?
Yeah, that one is crazy to me. How has that not come up in this person's life by default?
Watch a movie that's not in English.
Oh, and this one Paul's done. Make pasta from scratch.
It's very easy. Y'all could do it probably with what you have in your pantries.
I don't have flour.
Oh, never mind. All right, so those were 25 free bucket list ideas. You have to pay $8 if you want to get all 100 in a PDF to print off on Etsy. If anybody wants to buy them, the seller is Paper Beesby Powell.
And what's our decision? Are we going to buy this?
I personally think I could, I don't want to be rude. I think I could make this list.
No, I agree with you.
All right, let's save the $8 then. Big fact, no cap, boys?
My big fact is that if you have a bucket list, before you do any of it, ask yourself, do you want to do those things alone or do you want to do those things with a partner? Or do you want to do those things with a friend or a group of friends? Or maybe your dog.
My big fact is if you have a bucket list, wait till you're elderly and then force your family to take you up to do all of the stuff. Because then it takes a lot of the planning and effort off of you.
And my no cap is... Oh, man, what did I learn in this episode? Nothing.
Oh, so you just know everything already?